Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Koli Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
What do you call someone who vandalizes, urinates on private property in another country, lies about it, then runs back home like a punk, leaving the rest of his homeboys to take the rap? You call that person white American Olympic gold medal swimmer Ryan Lochte. You can also call him a racist behind fool coward, ugly American. I can't believe that the media is coming to this clown's rescue, giving excuses and trying to justify his deplorable behavior, saying he and his teammates were kids out partying, got drunk, and did some stupid things. The stupidest thing Lochte did was to tell a sad and pitiful lie that could easily be proven false. What's really offensive is Lochte and his crew being referred to as kids. And it was extreme action that the Brazilian security guard took by pointing a gun at him and sitting him on the curb. Lochte is 32 years old. That's as old as dirt. That's as old as dirt for a swimmer and life. After Lochte and his boys kicked in a bathroom door, one of his partners was either so drunk or stupid, they locked themselves in the bathroom. Then after getting out, either forgot to use the facilities or thought it would be safer to just publicly urinate. These are the facts. They did those things. Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old African black little boy who truly was a kid, was shot and murdered by the Cleveland, Ohio police in 2014 while he was playing with a toy gun in a public park. Apparently, being a black child playing with toys is punishable by death in Ohio. As for being forced to sit on a curb, having a gun pointed at you by the police for what you feel is no apparent reason, I say to that, welcome to my big black life in America. What is so absolutely perverse about Lochte and his sucker squad is that their white supremacist and privileged rear ends believe they could cover up their misdeeds by lying on an entire country of people of color. Black, African, and brown Latino people, to be exact. I can almost imagine Lochte saying, "Dude, people will believe us. It's not like Brazil's a real country ran by white people." Lochte and company are sad representations of the white race. Oh, makes me so mad I want to grab them by their Speedos and give them an atomic wedgie. Well, my name's Koli Tangela, and that's my take.